Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is Tuesday, August 28th, 2012. It is currently 25 minutes after 7 o'clock in the evening here in Montreal. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunset out there. Can't quite see it because of the buildings, but there's definitely this kind of reddish-orange tint to the bottom of the clouds. So it must be a phenomenal sunset. It's Tuesday evening, and Tuesday evening is traditionally my model railroad night. I'm going to my friend's place. The model railroad I'm part of a club, and we have about 5 members. And the model railroad is in his garage. He converted his whole garage into a layout. And this evening, I'm going to try something interesting. I purchased a small... And when I mean small, that's with a capital S. Video camera. It's an HD 720p video camera. And it literally fits in the palm of my hand. It's very, very small. In fact, if you look for me on Keek, those of you who are members of Keek, I actually made a Keek, 2 Keeks, in fact, about this camera. And I show it, and it's sitting in the palm of my hand. And it's extremely tiny. And it shoots, I would say, okay video. It's obviously not high quality video, no matter, you know, whether they say it's HD or not. It is HD, but only by the sheer pixel resolution. I don't really think it's all that great a quality. But what I'm going to do tonight with it is I'm going to put it on a flatbed car on the railroad track, and I'm going to push the flatbed car ahead of my locomotive throughout the layout and film it. So you'll basically get an engineer or a passenger's eye view of our model railroad layout. And I will post this on YouTube for sure and share it out with all my audio boo friends. It should be a hoot. I'm hoping to get good results this evening. So it'll be a bit of an experiment. What else? I wanted to talk about something else when I fired up the microphone. I said, I can't forget to mention that. Oh, yes. Tomorrow morning, my daughter goes back to school. And, of course, with that comes, all the projects and everything kind of get geared all up again. I've got a bunch of stuff that I put on the back burner because my daughter was home for the summer. And I'm hoping to gear up everything again. And last night I was playing around with the Korg M3R. If you remember, I had done an audio boo when I actually went out to do a quest for it at the pawn shop. And I actually bought the unit for $40. It works pretty good, and some of the sounds are usable. I'll just put it that way. A lot of them are not, but some of them are usable, and I think in conjunction with my other sound modules and perhaps some virtual instruments in Reaper, I think I can put together something, you know, just and use it. I contacted the company because I need new buttons on the front. It seems Korg actually sends you them free. I'm not sure if I already mentioned that or not. What else? Oh, yes, that's what I wanted to mention. I finally got my cooling fan switch today. I ordered it for my car, for my Toyota Echo, because for the last 3 years, my cooling fan has not come on automatically with the temperature of the water in the radiator. I've had to physically connect the two wires to get the cooling fan going and leave it running most of the summer. Probably not the greatest thing, especially for the motor of the cooling fan, but I thought it was high time to actually buy the part. Toyota wanted $350 for the harness and $150 for the sensor. And I pulled the whole thing off with a $35 purchase of the sensor online. So I will let you know how the swap out goes. Thanks all.